And his out-of-town checks with our theme, Musicians Come and Play, means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM, program number 258 in that continuing series. As our theme wraps up right there, Larry Rezavi and his out-of-town checks with Musicians Come and Play. We're coming up on 11 minutes now before the hour of 12 noon. We have 75, our current temperature here in Albany. You're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, and 107.7 on your FM dial, as well as streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. Broadcasting from the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotional Council Studios, powered by the Soybean Checkoff, we are Chasm. 258th edition coming up. We have our guest on the line. We're going to go to the phone line right now, bring him in, and we're going to say good morning to Mr. Jim Honer. Jim, how are you doing?
I am doing great. Thanks
awesome.
For having me on the show.
You bet. And, we've really not crossed paths over our lifetimes, but know who each other is. And so, at any rate, for the folks that don't know who Jim Honer is, why don't you bring us up to speed? Tell us where you were born and raised, who Mom and Dad were. Give us a little history.
All right. I was born in St. Cloud, Minnesota in 1957. I lived in St. Cloud still about 13. And then I lived in St. Joseph, Minnesota from about 13 on until I was about 21. And that's where my dad always played accordion when I grew up. And I was always the little one sitting there watching him play accordion. So then when I was 12 years old, I started taking lessons from Betty Wolf in St. Joseph and Tony.
Uh-huh.
And I took lessons from them for about a year and a half.
Okay.
And then at the age of 13, I started playing in a band.
Well, awesome. So backing up just a little bit, now you probably missed out on those years at the Granite City Coliseum when they used to do the concertina displays?
No, actually I played at the Granite City Coliseum a few times. Yep, all the Coliseums were intact when I was starting to play, so yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, you got a little history going for you there then, too. I know back when I took concertina lessons from Betty, they used to have an annual concertina display at the Coliseum. And, I mean, that was well attended. They had lots of concertina players back in those years.
Yes, they did. No doubt about it.
Yeah.
It's just funny. This year is my 50th year of playing concertina.
50th year. Well, congratulations.
Yeah, yeah.
You bet. So, at any rate, where'd you go to school then, Jim?
I went to school. I actually graduated out of Apollo High School in 1975.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, of course, I worked for the Burlington Northern here in Wade Park.
Uh-huh.
My dad's name is Chief Honer, and my stepmother's name was Leora Honer. That's where I lived with in St. Joe.
Uh-huh.
And my dad, he would take us, our four-piece band, from 69 till about 1976. He would travel us around, and we would, play different jobs all over the place. You know, there's 13 people in my family with stepbrothers and sisters.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. All right. And so you formed this band called the JJs. Tell us, who were the original members of the JJs?
Well, how we came up with the JJs band is, of course, me, Jim Horner, and then I had my stepbrother, John Cherney. He played drums, and then Jeff Kramer was on trumpet. And then I had Kevin Motschke. His dad was Riney Motschke with the Granateers band at that time. Kevin played bass piano. And they also then started playing tuba.
Okay.
And then we'd go five-piece once in a while, double up on trumpets. And then I had Daniel Rastier at that time, my second trumpet player.
Sure. Awesome. Okay.
Yeah, so that went on until about 81 or so, and then my brother went into the service. And then from there, you know, I worked for the railroad, like I told you. Then I got transferred to Nebraska, so then I quit playing for about 2 years there. And then I got laid off in Nebraska. Then I came back to St. Cloud, me and my wife Joyce. And then I started with the Jolly J Band.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. You're playing with Jay Patterson then, yeah.
Yeah, so I played with Jay Patterson for, about 15 years.
Wow.
Quite a long time.
Uh-huh.
And from there, I went to the Granite City House Peanut Band. I played with Jim Brown.
Yeah.
And Stan Whaley and his son Jimmy Jr. on drums.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and that was up from, I'm guessing, 1988 to 1995. And then after that, I went to the Roller Coasters down at Ron P. Schaefer from 1995 to about 2010. And then Eddie Waletzko Band, I played with him. And then now I'm playing with the Walter Tears Band going forward and also with my band. I just play with my band under my name with friends.
Okay.
Also. Yeah.
Very good. And you've got a big event coming up. You've been doing this for quite a few years out at St. Stephen next weekend, huh?
Yeah, I'm from St. Stephen's here. I live now in St. Stephen's for 31 years. So every Labor Day, they ask me to play. So I'm up at 11 o'clock. We start playing. 11 to 2 o'clock is the JJ's band at 11 to 2. And then after that is Laverne and the Starlights follow.
Neat.
So everybody should come out. It's a good day.
Yes, you bet. So who are the current members of the JJ's band now? Who do you all have up there?
Right now, I just hire friends. And this year, I got playing is I got Jay Patterson on tuba, and I got Eddie Waletzko on drums.
Okay. Nice-sounding band.
That's what I have. Yep, nice old German, old-time music will be playing.
Sounds great. Sounds like a great time. And usually the weather's pretty good this time of the year. We've kind of made it through those intensely hot days of summer. So, of course, Minnesota, you never know for sure what you're going to get. But
right.
Do they put you under a tent out there or something, a little protection
from? Yeah, we're on a trailer. It's a covered trailer. It's really nice. They got a lot of chairs for the people just to sit and watch us play.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of good music there. And then you got about 7 to 8 hours of music all day. A lot of, And then also there's a lot of friends, peanut players come up to Joel Carlson. He likes to come up every year and see us, and I'll try to get him up on stage, and him and a lot of other peanut players, too, if they can come. I try to get Jerry Bierbach out there, but he's a busy guy. He plays all over, so
uh-huh.
He's not playing, he'll show up. So, yeah, that and a lot of other musicians. So, yeah, a lot of fun.
All right. Well, Jim, what did you get started on for a concertina when you started back in the day?
I started on a Stradivarius concertina, a little double. Actually, I rented it from Betty,
uh-huh.
And then as I started playing, then I bought myself a quad of a B-flat and also a C Stradivarius concertina.
Okay.
And right now, today, I own a 1966 handmade concertina from Christy Hingle. C-Box, one of his boxes that he actually made. That's one of my favorite boxes I play on. And I got a 1950 B-flat star box that actually Stan Brenny owned.
Oh, really?
Bob Brenny's dad, yeah. That's the B-flat I have also. And I got about seven, I got about a total of seven different concertinas right now.
Oh, yes. So,
yep.
When you grab the concertina, Jim, what's the first song that usually comes out?
Well, I tell you what, there's so many good ones. I know when I play with Eddie Waletzko, of course he wants to hear the Eddie Waltz, you know. You there? Hello?
Yep, I'm still here, Jim. I just had to run across the studio and grab our ad for the meat market that's coming up here yet. So Eddie's Waltz is what Eddie likes. Otherwise, you have a favorite polka or anything? Oh, I think we lost Jim. So just one second. I think we've got him on the line here. All righty, we've got Jim back on the line here. A little technical difficulty there. We got that all straightened out. So, all right, Jim, we were talking about music there, and you had mentioned that Eddie Wolecko likes Eddie's Waltz. Favorite polka for you?
So many polkas. You know, I don't have really any favorite ones. There's so many good songs that, you know, I play. I mean, it's like the old Halsey Light polka is probably one of the favorite ones that I sing. That's always a good number, but there's so many. The Beer Barrel polka, I mean, there's so many, you know.
Yep, I agree with you. Is there one that that gives you trouble, that gives you conniptions? I mean, you do any of the tough ones like the chromatic or any of those fingering ones?
Yeah, I used to do the chromatic, but now I don't. I play probably right now, I play on the average, I play probably about 22 jobs a year now because of my job. I used to travel on the road with my job and stuff. So I'm planning on retiring here in about 2-3 years, and then I'm hoping to play more. But yeah, the chromatic polka, yes, honestly, if I have to play that live on stage, I'm sure you'd hear a fair mistake.
I agree with you. I'd be the same way. And I got to ask you, do you need your music yet? I know, obviously, if you took lessons from Betty, you learned to read music, but are you versed enough that you can look away from the sheet? Or, like myself, if they pull the sheet away, I'm all done.
There is, for me, only playing twice a month. I used to know a lot more music by heart, but now that I'm only playing two, I used to play, years ago, I used to play 2 to 3 times every weekend.
And oh,
that's just the way it was, but now with me only playing, you know, two jobs per month, I know quite a few songs by heart, but honestly, I could not play a 4 or 3 hour job. I still need music then.
Oh, that's
great. Memory's not that good.
Uh-huh. Well, Jim, we've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota, so if we can ask you to hold that thought, we'll read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back with you and continue the conversation, if that's all right.
That'll be fine.
All righty. So the St. Joe Meat Market, the home of fresh meats, award-winning sausages. This weekend, on Friday and Saturday, it will be the St. Joe Y2K Lions cooking and hosting the brat sale out in front of the St. Joe Meat Market. Come out and enjoy a brat and a beverage for a very reasonable fee. Looking at the calendar, it's state fair time. Yes, if you're planning to attend the fair, be sure to check out the building where all the meats are displayed. The St. Joe Meat Market, along with a lot of other meat markets from around the state, get together and put together a nice display of award-winning products for you to view. It's an excellent opportunity for you to see which meat markets are successful and doing great week. The brat of the week this week is another very popular brat. The smoked pineapple brats, starting with a nice blend of pork and beef with a generous amount of real pineapple, added and seasoned to perfection. Stock up with plenty for when friends and family drop by. As always, you can take 30 cents off each package at the checkout counter all week long in limited quantities. The St. Joe Meat Market open daily Monday through Thursday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., Friday nights till 7, and Saturdays till 5, closed on Sunday. The St. Joe Meat Market will also be closed on Labor Day. For more in-store specials, like us on Facebook, look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com, or call 320-363-4913. That's the St. Joe Meat Market. And Jim, for being our guest on the show, this is how it works. We put up a nice meat package at the meat market, and along with Chasm, we get that over to you and hope that you and the family and those around you enjoy it in good health. How's that for you?
Thank you very much.
You bet. And over the years, you probably had a few packages of meat from the meat market, being as close to St. Joe as you are.
That's right.
All righty. Well, very good. Well, we were talking about concertinas and playing by ear and by music. As you grew up, and a guy wasn't playing every weekend of every year, did you get a chance to go out to any dances to see other players, other bands playing? Who did you like to see?
Oh, yeah. Back in the days, the Nijinsky Brothers were on the top of my list. Polka Soul Band. I mean, them were fun bands. So many other Dutch Meisters band I used to listen to. Randy Motzke and his band, the Grand Tears Band, is good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are so many fun times back then, and there still are. I mean, right now I play with the band, the Waltz Tears Band, quite a bit.
Yeah.
That's probably most of the jobs I play with now, Irby Dirt and Donnie Dirt. And then fun band, if it's old-time country band.
Sure.
If you ever hear the Waltz of Tears playing, come on out and listen to them. They're always a fun band. They converse with the people and have a good time with the people. So
you bet.
A lot of fun. Great band to be playing with now. I'm really honored to be playing with them guys.
Well, that's awesome. And I know Jerry Biersbach did a stint with the Waltz of Tears, and I suppose he's so busy with the Jerry and Joyce band, so that opens up an opportunity for you then, huh?
That is correct. That's how I got in. I think if I remember right, Jerry even told him to give me a call, so I really appreciate Jerry for doing that.
Well, very, very good. You bet. Some of the dance halls and places that you've enjoyed playing over the years, Jim?
Oh, over the years, I mean, there were so many dance halls. I mean, way back then, they had so many dance halls open. I mean, they had the Avon Ballroom. They had Pelican Lake Ballroom. They had the New Medic Ballroom. I remember playing in the St. Wendell Ballroom there, oh. You know.
Wow, that you go back always, that far.
Oh, yeah. That was always fun. You know, the Coliseum, Little Falls Ballroom, Piers Ballroom. They're all over, you know.
You bet.
Yep. So, yeah, a lot of good times, a lot of good memories, a lot of great times, a lot of miles in the car.
Yes, that's for sure. And like you said,
just
you
meeting so many people, you know,
yeah.
That's fun.
You said you started when you were probably before driving age, so your folks drove you around at first.
And yes, they did.
Then you got your license, and then you guys thought you were on top of the world when you could drive to your own dance jobs, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. That's great, yeah.
You bet. Well, mention concertina player. If you had to pick one, Jim, who would your favorite be?
Oh, man. Okay. There you
go. I know it's a tough question. I mean, there's a lot of good ones out there.
Yeah, there is. I really don't have a favorite. I mean, everybody's got their own style and that, you know. So for me to pick out, there's so many good ones.
Yeah, there is.
And I really don't have when it comes to favorite people, just like favorite, I'm pretty well-rounded when it comes to even music. I mean,
sure.
I like country music. I like old-time music. I like, you know, just a variety of different music.
Sure.
I really admire the people that have the talent and keep it up, you know.
You bet. No, I know back in the days when I was taking lessons and first playing concertina, my idol was Donnie Klossner. I thought he was so clean. And then as the years went along, I kind of enjoyed Jerry Schuft. I thought he was so good.
I
got to play with play behind Jerry a little bit, and so he was good. But
I remember years ago playing with Jolly J. We went to the Goosetown band, Fez Fritchie.
Yep.
Went to Fez Fritchie house and spent time with him. I went to Europe with the Erwin Cease back way early in the day. I was on stage with them, so I kind of admired them for that.
Sure.
You know, so no, there's a lot of good memories just as we're talking and trying to think back. You know,
sure,
places I've been and people I met, but. I never regretted it, and I still like doing it, and I hope to keep on doing it, because just meeting the people that are out there is just great, and I love doing what I do, and I have fun doing it. So
absolutely, fun. Absolutely. Yeah. I think there's still some good ones really playing out there, too. I mentioned Gary Brigham. I got the chance to see Gary a few times, and Carl Hartwig, I've gotten a chance to drum with him. Brian Brigham. Boy, those are some good ones, still active, still busy playing, so.
Them are the three, if you had to say, and to pinpoint one out, but the three you just mentioned, McGarry, no doubt about it. Carl, no doubt about it.
Yep.
I mean, yeah, they're good, right? No doubt about it.
Yep. Anytime you get a chance to see them, it's a real treat.
Yep, it is.
You bet. Yeah. Well, we've come to the end of the show, Jim, and I kind of forewarned you. When I get to the show, end of the show, I usually ask everybody one last question. If there's a special memory, a special event, anything that stands out in your mind that you might want to share with the listeners, good, bad, or otherwise?
Well, I'd say as far as the biggest event I ever been to was when I went to Europe.
Okay.
Again, you know, when I got to play with the Erwin Cease band over there. And I do miss a lot of the people that have passed away. You know, country folk, Tears band, great band there we lost, or some of the other bands that went to the wayside, you know.
Yes.
Kind of keep them dear in my heart, you know.
Yep. So, and that is so true. Time does move along, and we're all kind of on that timeline, and some of us are still here. Some have left us already. We miss them very much, but we thank them for the memories. And, yeah, mentioning a good one there with Gilly Mouse. He was right there with all the rest of them, you bet.
That's right.
Well, Jim. You don't want to miss Reiny. I'll tell you, I had a chance to work with Reiny a few times over the years, too, and, boy, just such good talent. Did you ever get a chance much to work with Butch Wolf?
Yes, I did. Yeah, I remember going to his house quite a few times. But before I want to mention one guy I don't want to forget, because he was from my hometown too. He moved to St. Stephen's, and then we started doing the Labor Day thing back and forth. So I told Andy Stingler, you know what, you moved into the town. I said, you know, I've been doing a Church Bazaar every year. Well, how about you go stepping up, and we'll just kind of go back and forth. There's another great guy. Did a great playing, talented guy that we lost.
Way before his time too. It was just that was a real tragedy when we lost him. So
that's right.
Yeah. Well, Jim, it's been great visiting with you. You know what? We encourage the folks to come out again. What day are you playing again out there at St. Stephen?
St. Stephen's, we're there on Labor Day Monday.
On Monday.
We start playing at 11 o'clock. And we're up, and we play till 2, and at 2 o'clock, Laverne and the Starlights come up after that.
All right.
So come on out. It's a great time.
You bet. Well, Jim, we want to take this opportunity to thank you for joining us on our Musicians Come and Play. And I always tell each and every guest, the good Lord willing, you and I are here down the road. We'll do this thing again sometime.
All right. Thank you. Yes, we will.
All righty. So with that, we're going to wish you a great afternoon. And we'll talk to you off the air then, Jim.
All right. Thank you.
All righty. And there he goes, Mr. Jim Honer out of St. Stephen, Minnesota, our 258th guest here on a Musicians Come and Play program. Don't go away. We are going to have music by a variety of bands that Jim has mentioned that he liked over the years. And so we'll have that music coming up after this. Larry Rezavi and his out-of-town checks with our theme Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up right there, taking us to 13 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. And yes, our 258th edition of our Musicians Come and Play program. Jim Honer, our guest, and a great concertina player there. Fun visiting with Jim and finding about the JJ's band and his history there back in the day. So we move into our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and I'm going to feature some of the bands that Jim said he enjoyed listening to over the years. The JJs never did get to recording an album, is what Jim tells me. And so I don't have music to play by Jim Hohner, but going to feature music of several of the bands that Jim had mentioned that he enjoyed. I should also mention that Jim makes his living besides music. He works at Park Industries, works for the Schlue family, Tom Schlue and now Mike Schlue, and enjoys that job very, very much, too, is what he tells me off the air. So, great worker and a great organization to work for. All right, right now, music by the Granateers. Reinie Mocky, one of the concertina players that Jim referred to. And the Granateers do a great job of this one. It's one called the Nebraska Polska. Granateers, Don Moore and the Granateers, Reinie Mocky on the concertina there, Jay Patterson on the bass, Dick Moore on sax and clarinet, along with Don Moore, the father, and Dave Moore, used to be with the front office with the Twins, Dave Moore on a trumpet. And, of course, also on banjo was Orville Moore, and on drums, Joe Crookton. So great recording there on the rocks with the Granateers. It's summertime right now. How about the Summertime Waltz? The Granateers Orchestra. Thank you. Don Moore and the Granitiers Orchestra out of Saco Rapids, Minnesota. Reinie Mutschke on the concertina there with one called the Summertime Waltz. 19 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, 77 now our current temperature here in Albany as we move into the first portion of our musical treat for dancing feet here on KASM. And that is always brought to us by Turco's First Line Tours, Dave Bertowski and the gang, and a wonderful job that they do with their traveling organization. Yes, they do all sorts of tours and trips around this great land of ours. They extended tours to all the big destinations like New York, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., Nashville, Chicago, L.A., just to mention a few. They do the statewide tours around this great state of Minnesota. And, of course, they do casino tours in and about our area to many of the popular casinos like the Shooting Star in Manoman, Prairie's Edge in Granite Falls, Jackpot Junction in Morton, the Three Turtles in Wisconsin, Diamond Joe's in Iowa, Northern Lights in Walker, and yes, the list goes on and on. Now, to get on board the bus, to make a reservation, or to receive a brochure, maybe to just plain be on their mailing list, give Turco a call. Their phone number toll-free, 1-800-868-7261. And coming up is the big Polka Fest at the Northern Lights Casino in Walker, Minnesota. And that's going to happen October 17th and 18th, the Wednesday and Thursday. And you're going to travel with the Jerry and Joyce Band. Yes, they're going to be entertaining at the Northern Lights in Walker, Minnesota. There's going to be two show times, 3:30 and 8:30. Be sandwiches and hors d'oeuvres for polka participants. Also, you're going to receive $50 on your player's card when you arrive, and you're also going to spend one night at the luxurious Northern Lights Casino and Hotel, along with the bus ride, yes, a round trip via deluxe motor coach transportation. The cost, just $109 based on double occupancy, and you're sure to have a great time. So, again, to make that reservation or to receive more information, give Dave and the gang over at Turco a call, toll-free. It's 1-800-868-7261. They'd love to hear from you, so make that call this week. Turco, they proudly bring us the first portion of our musical treat for dancing feet here on KASM. The music of the Granitiers Orchestra continues right now with this off of their first recording, Polka Time by the Granitiers. Feature Reinie on a good one here, one called the Clarinet Polka, the Granitiers Orchestra. Granitiers Orchestra, Reinie Mutschke on the concertina solo there, one called the Clarinet Polka. Here's another great polka tune. It's one called the Chicken Polka. ¶¶ Granateers Orchestra, a great recording of Reini Mutschke on the concertina solo there with one called the Chicken Polka. One more on the way, waltz time with the Granateers Orchestra, a nice recording of the Clarion Waltz. Granateers Orchestra with one called the Clarion Landler. And yes, the Granateers, one of the truly great bands to come out of central Minnesota back in the days. 28 minutes past the hour of 12 noon and 76 now. We had made it to 77 for just a brief moment, back to 76 degrees here in central Minnesota. And we're in the middle portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that is always brought to us by Kevin's Countryside. Kevin's Countryside, yes, home of the Hustler brand zero-turn lawnmowers, and they are located 6 miles northwest of St. Joe on County Road 3. Hustler brand zero-turn lawnmower, probably the original zero-turn, helps eliminate the extra trimming and mowing of your lawn. And Kevin, of course, has new Hustlers in stock. So check out the different engine and mowing deck sizes that are available to you. Baggers and other attachments always are available on hand. Kevin does repair work on all makes and models. So, no matter what brand you have, he can work on it if it needs some repair. Maybe needs the blades sharpened, maybe lubricants, chains, belts, and hoses. Kevin can help you out with any of that. Of course, if old Bessie's getting a little tired, Kevin can trade her in on a brand new one, get you fixed up with one of those brand new Hustlers. For more information, give Kevin a call. His phone number is 320-363-7459. Again, that's 320-363-7459 for a brand new Hustler out there by Kevin's Countryside. And I haven't been out to Kevin's for a few weeks now, but the last time I was there, boy, he had sold a bunch of them already this year. If you ever watch what a lot of the industrial people are driving, you see so many of them that cut lawns for the different businesses, banks, and so on. And so many of them are operating Hustler zero-turn lawnmowers. And so it's got to be the mower of choice, especially when it comes to the industrial line. And it'll be good for you, too. Speaking from experience, we're very pleased with the ones that we have. We have a couple of them, and they really do the job well for us. So, yeah, give Kevin a call. Check him out. He's located out there 6 miles northwest of St. Joe on County Road 3. Just look for the big orange and yellow sign hanging from the big post in the ditch there. Kevin's Countryside, proudly bringing us the middle portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Well, Jim Hohner had mentioned that he learned concertina from Betty and Tony and the Deutschmeisters and enjoyed their music as well very much. So right now we're going to feature music of the Deutschmeisters. Here's a nice polka tune off of their Wunderbar recording. It's one called the Lindenau Polka. Tony and Betty and the Deutschmeisters. Deutschmeister's Orchestra, nice concertina solo there featuring Tony Wolf on the concertina, also Betty Wolf on the piano, my dad, Junior Funnenstein, on the drums, and Daryl Turk doing the tuba work on that one. Also, members on the recording, Ray Dahlman on sax and Steve Colby on trumpet. So, nice sounding group there, the Deutschmeisters from back in the day. Here's another one. One called The Faded Rose Waltz, the Deutschmeisters. Deutschmeisters with one called The Faded Rose Waltz. 24 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, and we have 76, our temperature here in Albany. One more off of that recording of Wunderbar Music, it's the Ginger Snap Polka. Thank you. The Deutschmeisters off of their Wonder Bar recording, one called the Ginger Snap Polka. And yes, that brings back memories of going out to the dances back in younger years out at the Granite City Coliseum and would see the Deutschmeisters play, and I'm sure Jim Hohner did as well. And yeah, always a great band to dance to. Back in the years, the Deutschmeisters Orchestra out of St. Joe, Minnesota. Moving into the final portion of our musical treat for dancing feet, that's always brought to us by Laverne's Travel of Little Falls, Laverne and Kim Bizdok. Yes, they would love for you to join their traveling family, start making memories together. And over half the year is in the books, but boy, they've sure got a nice lineup of trips to come yet this fall. They're looking forward to all of their September trips yet. The 30th Annual Mystery Tour comes your way in September. Maggie May Country Dinner Show to Oxford, Wisconsin, that's in September. And the Norsk Hostfest Scandinavian Festival to North Dakota, and that comes your way at the end of September. Then in October, they're going to do their 20th annual New England States Tour. Yes, a great time to see all the colors out in the New England states. Also, towards the end of September, it's the National Parks Tour. Grand Canyon, Zion National Park, Bryce Canyon National Park, Canyonlands, Garden of the Gods, the Royal Gorge, Jet Boat Cruise on the Colorado River, and you're going to see the Great Platte River Road Archway, the Cathedral of the Plains. 10 great days in all. Yes, it's called the National Parks Tour. Also, in November, it's the Branson Ozark Mountain Christmas Tour, always very, very popular. And looking forward to December, they're going to do the Gatlinburg Smoky Mountains Pigeon Forge and Nashville trip. So, yeah, a great lineup of trips, and that's just what I have on the literature here. I'm sure they have more that they've filled in with as well. So to find out more about Laverne's Travel, their traveling schedule, to be on their mailing list, to receive a brochure, to get signed up for a trip, be sure and give Laverne and Kim a call. They're standing by toll free. It's 1-800-840-9211. And they maintain a very nice website so you can see and learn about all of the trips on their webpage, www.lavernestravel.com. Whichever way you find out about them, make sure you make that reservation. You're sure to have fun. We sure did when we traveled with Laverne. And Laverne's Travel, Laverne and Kim, they proudly bring us the final portion of our musical treat for dancing feet here on KASM. 18 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, we're going to move to another one of the Deutschmeister's recordings. This one is their greatest hits, two CD set, greatest hits, Tony and Betty, as they were inducted into the Hall of Fame. And right now, here's a nice concertina solo. It's one called the Don't Be Sad Polka, the Deutschmeisters. Thank you. The Don't Be Sad Polka with the Deutschmeisters off of their greatest hits recording. 17 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock and 76, our current temperature here in Albany. Nice waltz tune coming your way. It's one called the Blue Goose Waltz. Deutschmeisters with one called the Blue Goose Waltz. Here's a nice polka tune. It's one called the Picnic Polka. The Deutschmeisters. Thank you. The Deutschmeister's one called the Picnic Polka. Some great concertina solos there off of their greatest hits collection. Right now, time for just a couple more. Here's one called On the Valley of the Moon. The Deutschmeister's. The Deutschmeister's one with one called Valley on the Valley of the Moon. Right now, here's a nice polka tune again. Another one, one called the Poppin' Corn Polka. The Deutschmeister's.
Thank you.
The Deutschmeister's Orchestra, one called the Popcorn Polka. 7 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock and 76, our current temperature here in Albany. Time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for dancing feet. Here's a nice waltz tune that the Deutschmeister's played numerous times over the years, the few times that I sat in with them. It was usually in their first set of waltzes for the evening. It's one called Jimmy's Waltz. The Deutschmeisters with all-time favorite waltz there, one called the Jimmy's Waltz, wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for dancing feet here on KASM. We're at 4 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock, and we have 76 yet, our current temperature here in Albany.